Over the last 2 months, we've been exploring the healthy habit of prayer, and today we begin to explore the second one, fellowship. Our Bible reading today comes from Luke chapter 19, starting at the first verse. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back 4 times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." We've all got used to social distancing over the last few months. It's a bit tricky, isn't it? Because the rules keep changing as the situation emerges. And of course, some people have no idea how much 2 meters is. Edda and I went to the Lost Gardens of Heligan last week, and they cheekily informed us that it's the length of 2.5 pigs. Helpful. Of course, social distancing isn't a recent invention. In fact, over the centuries, people have often practiced voluntary social distancing because they are afraid to be contaminated by others. Not only when there is a pandemic, but because they are the wrong kind of people. That was Zacchaeus' problem. He kept his distance because he knew most of the people wouldn't want to get anywhere near him. There he is, up in his tree. And like many people, he is terribly lonely. Over the last couple of weeks, Edda and I have watched Alan Bennett's excellent Talking Heads monologues. In A Lady of Letters, we meet Irene, who observes what's going on in her street and then she dashes off poison pen letters. And the situation gets so much out of control that she eventually ends up in prison. And guess what? Irene blossoms, because she finds a community. She finds purpose. The root cause of her issues was loneliness. Her last words in the piece, spoken from prison, are, "I'm so happy." Zacchaeus is sitting in his tree, imprisoned in his socially distanced loneliness, but Jesus doesn't stick to the social rules. He approaches Zacchaeus. And then the shocking realization, this rabbi Jesus is addressing me. "Zacchaeus, I must stay at your house today." He knows my name. He wants to stay with me. And it isn't a polite option, it's an urgent request. Throughout his ministry, Jesus makes it very clear that he has come for the sick, for the lost, for the sinners. And that comes as a shock, both to Zacchaeus and to the good people of Jericho. We all know how this encounter with Jesus changed Zacchaeus. A socially distanced man experienced welcome, acceptance and genuine fellowship. And not just with anyone, no, with Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. It's a tragedy when Christians today make this family into a club, socially distanced from the undesirables, whoever we think they are. If Jesus is not at the center, then we stop being church as Jesus founded it. It's a tragedy when Christians today make the gospel exclusively about securing our place in heaven and then carrying on with our lives, when God wants to make the family of Jesus the agents of his restoration in this world, here and now. If we're not particularly interested in the least, the last, and the lost, we haven't understood the good news of Jesus. Today we celebrate fellowship, the second of our healthy habits. A fellowship with Jesus at the centre. A fellowship like no other. One of the commentaries I read last week says, at Zacchaeus' table, Jesus gathers the first church. And Tom Wright comments, Jesus was crucified because of the company he kept at the table, because he practiced wide open messianic hospitality. One of the crucial features of Christian fellowship is that it's never closed. We are always open for someone else. When you next sit down for a meal with your family or meet with your group, why not put out an extra chair, an empty chair, as a symbol of that open circle? At the end of our reading, Jesus says, "Today salvation has come to this house." The name Jesus literally means God saves. Yes, salvation has come to this house because Jesus has become the Lord of this house. Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "I must stay at your house," and Zacchaeus received him gladly. Salvation is a gift. Fellowship is a gift. Because when we follow Jesus, we become part of his family. The Bible doesn't know the concept of a solitary Christian or a spiritual social bubble of just Jesus and me. No, he's building a family like no other. And so to summarise, Christian community is a free gift. That's what the religious people objected to. Christian community demands a response. Jesus invites himself to your home. How will you respond? Christian community always has Jesus at the centre. And Christian community has consequences. The life of Zacchaeus was utterly transformed. Where are you in this story? Up on a tree? Climbing down? Walking with Jesus to your home but not ready to make any changes? Or celebrating a party with Jesus and his family? In the marriage sessions that we're going to run this August, Rob Parsons, who is a trained lawyer and the chairman of Care for the Family, talks about Ronnie. Ronnie was part of his church's Sunday club as a kid, but he had a very difficult childhood and youth, and later he became practically homeless. One day he stood in front of Rob's door, and so Rob and his family invited him in for a meal, and then to stay the night, and then another night, and he never left. He's still with them. After nearly 40 years. When Ronnie got a job as a dustman, Rob used to drop him off for work. And after work, Ronnie often was giggling. He said, "Rob, when my colleagues ask, who's that man who's dropping you off?" I reply, "Oh, that's my lawyer." Ronnie found acceptance, purpose, a home, a family. That is the beauty of the family of Jesus.